And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Let us pray. O perfect light of revelation, as you shone in the life of Jesus, whose epiphany we celebrate, so shine in us that we may become beacons of truth and compassion, enlightening all creation with deeds of justice and mercy. Amen. Happy New Year, good people of grace. We made it to 2021, and here we are on this second Sunday of Christmas with the good news and transcendent story of a Savior born and wise men journeying from the East to greet Jesus and the Holy Family, to offer their gifts and pay homage. This story of the wise men, the Magi, although told in only the Gospel of Matthew, is perhaps one of the most grand and mystical and well-known in any of our New Testament. Three wise men who were priests, astrologers, not in fact kings of any nation, but scientists and religious leaders from the East who have heard from Holy Scripture that a new king is born. Through dreams and foretelling, they hear that a bright star will guide them to this new king of the Jews. So they set off to see for themselves who is this new king. They set off on this journey because it seems they sense in this moment an urgent need to understand how the world around them is about to change and what their role is to be in it for the future. For many, this story has become a story of generosity and reverence. And while that is certainly true, this mystical story for us at the opening of our season of Epiphany is also a story of revelation, of discernment, of outreach. A story that teaches us about how God's reign is made manifest through Jesus, but also how God is manifest through our living and our offering our gifts to the world. This famous story of the three Magi is for us a shining example of how, as the prayer says above, we become beacons of truth and compassion and enlighten all creation through acts of justice and mercy. And this story comes to us in our liturgical year and in our life as a church at the perfect moment. Because as a congregation, through your discernment, you have stated that you desire to become a true outreach church. And I am learning that for this congregation, understanding what it means to be a true outreach church is a deep longing. I am coming to understand that this has been a longing for you for some time. That while this place has supported many, many good efforts in ministry and has assisted and cared for so many organizations doing good and necessary work, that there is yet a longing to grow deeper in this work of outreach. And grace, we are not alone in that longing. While most, if not all, churches, I would say, claim that outreach is a central focus of their ministry and a core value, it is my experience that many churches are in deep discernment about what it means to be a true outreach church. We are in deep discernment because there is many definitions of outreach and as many ministries of it as there are churches. And yet, while we may define it in multiple ways, it seems that a common tenet is that outreach ministry is more than a program. Outreach is an orientation to the world. Outreach is everything we do as a church to engage in collaborating with God. Outreach is our way of fostering a world where it can truly be on earth as in heaven. And yes, this is a mighty task, a grand undertaking. And so many churches are discerning what it means and how best to do it, because outreach is why we exist. Church exists to worship God and honor God by working together to build the kingdom of God. So as I read the scripture for today, I was deeply moved by the example of the wise men, by their urgency, because I sense that same urgency here at Grace. I was moved by what they have to teach us today if we too are to truly understand the way the world around us is changing and what our work is to be in it now and for the future. So as we continue to discern, let us travel with the Magi for a moment and see the way these wise men journey and how they are transformed by their journey and what that may teach us about our journey here at Grace. These wise men, although not rulers of any nation or kings of any land, are priests and powerful leaders. When they hear of this new king being born, and as they consider the prophecy of his arrival, they could have responded in so many ways, but they respond by traveling out, by heading out on a journey to more fully understand the prophecy, by meeting the new king themselves. Now, understandably, the wise men first take the traditional route, and they enter the city of Jerusalem to look for the new king. There, they ask the current king about the child's location. Herod has become aware of the stories of this new king as well, and so says to the wise men, "When you find him, let me know, and I too will pay him homage." After being directed by Herod, they move out of Jerusalem, but they are not guided by his directive. They are guided by the star they have been told by God to follow. This is our first lesson for today. Often, when we have a dream of what our work of outreach is, we may feel we lack clear and certain direction. We can often feel unprepared. But God gives the wise men all they need to find what they seek and to do their work. God gives them a star. And so, trusting that this star is enough, they have the courage to begin their journey, even with no real assurance, only a star to guide them. For us in our work of outreach, we too have a guiding star, and that is our gospel call to love our neighbor. And while the journey to becoming a true outreach church may feel overwhelming with the world's great needs, when we trust that God has given us all we need, we too can have the courage to set out and to journey together toward deeper understanding. To journey together. These wise men were powerful leaders, and frankly, did not have to travel at all. They could have sent ambassadors in their place. They could have sent their gifts with younger, more agile men. They could have simply remained in the comfort of their homes or places of worship. But the wise men knew that for them to truly understand who this new king was and how he would change the world, they needed to not only see him and offer their gifts, but they needed to make the journey to where he was themselves. In outreach ministry, the journey is as important as what we offer. To be a true outreach church, we too must leave the comfort of our churches and our homes and journey to those we seek to share our gifts with. This going out from the east for the wise men was a dangerous journey. Traveling out will always be risky and at times uncomfortable. But to offer our gifts, we must see and be in relationship with those we seek to serve. This, for the wise men and for us, is the essence of a spiritual journey. This traveling out and being with, in relationship with those we seek to serve. This is what allows us to know the other and ourselves more deeply, so that we can truly understand the needs we seek to meet in the other and in ourselves. As the wise men considered their journey, I imagine the curiosity about this new king was an inspiration. But along with their curiosity, the wise men also knew that they had gifts to share. The wise men knew that this new king would have needs as he moved throughout the world. The gifts that they carry with them and offer to the Holy Family are not random gifts and also not very practical. What baby needs gold, frankincense, and myrrh? These gifts are anything but obvious. These gifts the wise men bring with them are not practical. They are instead profoundly strategic. It seems these wise men have discerned deeply what this new king will need. They have listened to prophecy and thus bring with them gifts that will meet the needs of this particular king now and in the future. Gold, perhaps to make it possible for the family to travel and escape the coming holy innocence by Herod. And gold to acknowledge their acceptance of the status of this baby as king. Frankincense, incense to purify, an offering to the deity, a symbol that they see that God is manifest in this child. And finally, myrrh. This gift is the most symbolic of all. Myrrh is meant for embalming, and it is in the anointing oil used at the time of death. Perhaps these wise men, by offering the Holy Family myrrh, were warning them, preparing them for the suffering that this king would experience in the years to come. These gifts, being deeply strategic, teach us that discernment of what the other needs now and in the future is paramount before we set out on our journey of outreach. To discern what the other truly needs is grounded in listening to God and to the other who is in need. Discernment requires studying of Scripture and the world needs around us, not just offering what is traditional or obvious or at times even practical. But in outreach, our journey begins by being educated about the problems we seek to impact. What are the needs now and in the future of those we seek to serve? How do we as a church come to truly understand the needs of the world and our community before we move to action, before we set out on our journey. This education requires patience and intentionality on our part, because outreach begins not when we offer our gifts, but when we enter a process of intentionally learning about those we seek to serve. So what do we need to learn now, Grace? What do we need to learn about the needs of our world and community before we set out again on a journey of outreach? If we are to meet the needs of those in poverty in Western North Carolina or elsewhere, what do we need to know about poverty and the way it manifests in the world? What do we need to know about people in poverty and their needs now and in the future if we are to have an impact, not just on them, but on the root causes of poverty itself? Understanding the core issues we feel most called to change will allow us to bring the gifts that the world most needs now and for the future, strategic gifts. After the wise men have offered their strategic gifts and have paid homage to Jesus and the Holy Family, they prepare to set off. In this moment, they offer to us a final and perhaps most necessary lesson about outreach. Even though the wise men have told Herod they will return to tell him where Jesus is, after meeting Jesus, everything changes. The wise men are warned in a dream not to return to Herod, and Scripture says they then returned home by another way. They returned home by another way. When we engage in the work of outreach, often what we think we will do and who we think we are will change after we meet those we seek to serve. In fact, this is the central mark of outreach. When we engage deeply, we too will be transformed. True outreach will not only ask us to give, but it will also ask us to change. After the wise men meet Jesus, his life story becomes fundamental to their living, and they are thus transformed. In making Jesus central to their living, they find themselves changed as well. And abandoning the direction of Herod, they go home by another way. Grace, we along with many churches are seeking a deeper way of not just doing outreach, but of being a true outreach church. You have said that you are seeking here in this place to become this true outreach church. This will mean for us not just creating programs or sending gifts through ambassadors. It will mean renewing our outreach orientation to the world. This orientation will require of us our real presence. It will require us to engage in learning and study. This orientation will require a process by which we discern what strategic gifts we are called to share. And in the end, our outreach journey will result not just in meeting the needs of our community around us, but the journey will result in our own transformation. And Grace, this is our revelation, our epiphany today, that God has given us all we need to set out on our journey. We have been given the guiding star of our gospel call to love our neighbor. We have been given the deep desire to understand ourselves and the world more deeply. We've been given gifts to share and abundant resources to offer. And we have before us a world that needs us, to offer our gifts and to be transformed along with it in the process. So like the wise men, let us follow the light of perfect revelation so that we too can shine brightly, becoming beacons of truth and compassion, enlightening all creation with acts of justice and mercy, and working with our God and our neighbor toward this mutual transformation. Amen.